Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
Yesterday, I heard a really funny Where Do Babies Come From story. I'm going to share it at the end of today's episode, but it reminded me of some things that happened to me when I was younger and facing puberty, things I didn't want to happen to my children. And I'd like to share some of that experience with you in the hope that it will help some of you listening out there to prepare for it. First of all, my kids are in college, and when you have a couple of kids in college at the same time, you're pretty much broke. And I guess I shouldn't say that because it's not completely accurate, but I will say that when it comes to finding creative ways to get money from people, these college and universities wrote the book. Man, at least Jesse James used a gun and you knew what was coming. But let me get back on track. They're great kids, well-adjusted, and they survive puberty and adolescence pretty well because I did what I could to prepare them. Just about every parent I know does everything they can to avoid, postpone, dodge, or ignore having, quote, the talk, unquote, with their adolescent kids. And of course, I understand why. Sex is an uncomfortable subject to discuss with a child. But we know that they're going to learn about sex and their sexuality from somewhere. And we also know that a lot of what they're going to hear will be incorrect. Other students are going to tell them every kind of urban legend that you can imagine. And the schools are getting more and more active, if not aggressive, in teaching human sexuality in earlier grades. Some parents are happy that the public schools are taking on this responsibility. But let's think about that for a moment. California public schools, for example, rank 30th in the nation in terms of grade school and middle school math and English test scores. That represents two of the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. The schools actually got a D+ as their rating. So, the schools can't even do a decent job teaching reading and arithmetic, which are standard subjects, but you're going to trust them to do a good job teaching your child about human sexuality? As comedian David Alan Greer would say, I don't think I'm okay with that. I decided when my kids were young that I was going to get ahead of the curve, and whatever they needed to know about puberty, adolescence, the birds and the bees, they were going to learn it from me. So, here's what I did. I picked the age between 5th grade and 6th grade to have the talk. I picked that age because this was right before they started middle school, and I knew there would be an onslaught of misinformation coming at them from every angle once they got in middle school. I told them 6 months in advance, and I basically said, one day this summer, we're going to have a long talk about boys and girls and things related to your body and some changes that are going to be happening and some things you need to know. So they were prepared. They knew the talk was coming, and I'm sure they dreaded it just as much as I did. I mean, what little kid wants to talk about that with their dad? I bought 2 copies of a book called What's Happening to Me. It was an illustrated book that dealt with all aspects of puberty, including information and drawings about male and female anatomy. It covered everything that they would experience physically and emotionally, and it was written on a 6th grade level. On the designated day of the talk, we packed a lunch and my child and I went out for a hike until we got to a place that was quiet and I knew we wouldn't be disturbed. And we sat down, we pulled out our lunch, and we went through the book. So when we came down the mountain, they were equipped with the knowledge that would help them understand what was happening to their bodies and with the memory of an experience that I hope will help them when it comes time for them to have the talk. Okay, here's the Where Do Babies Come From story that I talked about at the beginning. 2 little girls, Helen and Donna, were taking their dolls for a walk in their toy strollers. Helen asked Donna, "Where did your baby come from?" Donna said, "My mom ordered her from Sears. She cost it $20, and it took her about 2 weeks to get here." "Oh," Helen replied, "my mom ordered my baby from JCPenney's. She only cost $15, and she came in about a week." Just then, a lady approached them with a stroller and a newborn baby. The girls asked the lady, "Where did you get your baby?" The lady said, "I got her from Memorial Hospital." They said, "Oh, how much did she cost?" The lady looked at them kind of strange, but then she said, "Well, they charged us about $1,500. Then the girls asked, how long did it take for your baby to arrive? The lady said, it took about 9 months. As the lady walked off, the two girls just looked at each other, and finally Helen said, man, did she get ripped off. When it comes to the talk, don't let your kids get ripped off. Step up to the plate, get ahead of the curve, and knock the ball out of the park as a responsible parent or guardian. Thanks for listening, and remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I always like to close the podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, this precious gift. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May we bear our pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide us away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to our souls. Let our eyes see the wonders hidden in every moment. May our words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen our hands today for the tasks that come before us. Give us wisdom. May your thoughts become our thoughts. May your ways become our ways. With your hand on our head and your name in our heart, help us run well and finish strong. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.